This week we're featuring a brand new section. It's called How Low Can They Go? What I'm talking about are instances as we come into the federal election where there's information put out that is designed to mislead you, mislead the public. I'm not looking for policy disagreements. That's other parts of the media. I'm saying so. You can like this policy or not like so. What I get frustrated with are misleading statements or outright lies. So it's a new segment. It's called How Low Can They Go? And this week's winner is the Liberal member for Parliament for Spadina, Fort York, Adam Vaughan, for his post. And this is what the post says. Conservatives tried to take away health care for the children of refugees. Now they're trying to blame school cuts on these children. All children need care and all should be in school. We all know where white ring scapegoating leads us. Our governments won't cage children. A nice reference to the accusations flying south of the border, which have nothing to do with Canada, but he put a picture. The sleazy part is he puts a picture of children behind a chained fence. And it's a picture taken from Texas. But it is designed to mislead those reading it as if this is a Canadian policy. And I just find that, when I read it at the first time, I was outraged. What's ironic, by the way, is that Canada actually, according to the Canadian Border Services, and this is under a Liberal government, actually has put 151 children detained in conditions that are described as minimum security, including 11 of them held without an accompanying adult. But that's not my point. My point is that it's a purposeful deception that wins this award. I invite a full airing of the debate that's going to be with us. You know, we're coming up into the October election. It's going to be fast and furious as we go here. I don't think there's any reason. If you have a valid point to make, don't mislead the public. Present the facts. Don't make them up. Don't try and deceive the public. It's an incredible show of disrespect. That's why Mr. Vaughan wins my How Low Can They Go award. But I do give him credit. Later in the week, he did apologize, thinking that might be a little misleading, but not good enough. Hey, by the way, you can send in your suggestions to how low they can go at the email is info@mikesmoneytalks.ca, info@mikesmoneytalks.ca, but in the subject line, that's what I'm trying to say, how low can they go, okay? How low can they go? And again, we're featuring any party, any group, any individual who purposely misleads the public either by design, or maybe it's through their ignorance, willful ignorance. And I'm not looking for policy disagreements. I'm looking for misleading statements, outright lies. We have got to raise the level of debate in this country, and I'm happy to put the spotlight on those who disagree. Time now for this week's shocking stat. So many to choose from, by the way, but I'm going to start with this one because it's pertinent to the SNC-Lavalin scandal. The number, 331. In 2011, the Quebec government established an anti-corruption unit in the police force in response to the systemic corruption in the Quebec construction industry, directed by the mafia, the largest construction union, crooked politicians, and bureaucrats. Last time I looked, there was a shocking 331 individuals and companies been charged, 114 convictions. I mean, really, there's so many corrupt acts, including cash for contracts, kickbacks, illegal political party financing, gifts, and murder. Whatever you're imagining, by the way, it's far worse. But I've only time for one great example. As reported in Global News, in November, one of the investigations was called Operation Laureate, described by one of the investigators as the biggest corruption fraud in Canadian history, and it featured SNC-Lavalin in bribery charges for the construction of the $1.3 billion McGill University Healthcare Center. Now, consider how deep the corruption ran. Again, this is just a small sample. I said that. It's a much bigger story. But in November of 2012, Montreal Mayor Gérard Tremblay resigned as a result of corruption charges coming out of the Charbonneau Commission. He was replaced by interim mayor Michael Applebaum. But he lasted only 6 months because he was arrested and convicted on 8 counts of fraud, conspiracy, corruption, and breach of trust. Any decent person would be blown away by the depth and the scope of the corruption. SNC-Lavalin paid $22.7 million in bribes to secure the contract for the McGill Hospital. I mean, the company's been implicated with organized crime, accused of spending $30,000 for Canadian hookers for Muammar Gaddafi's son, and has been convicted. You got to get that. They've been convicted of corruption in jurisdictions around the world. So are you ready for a truly shocking stat? The World Bank has a list of firms blacklisted from bidding on its global project. It's an ongoing thing, but 250 companies are on that list of firms blacklisted from bidding on global projects under its fraud and corruption policy. 250. 117 are from Canada, with SNC-Lavalin and its affiliates representing 115 of those entities. I hope you are shocked by that stat. Think about that. Hey, by the way, I haven't done this for a while, but I'm going to recommend a television series to you, and I really, this is my strongest recommendation. Go to Netflix. It's called Bad Blood. It is sort of a docudrama, and it's very entertaining, but the facts are right there, about the corruption in the Quebec construction industry, featuring the mafia, featuring the largest union, crooked politicians, and bureaucrats. It's two seasons, but the first season deals with a lot of what I'm talking about right now. And as I say, it's a fascinating look, especially when you know it's true. The Charbonneau Commission happened, as I said, 331 individuals and companies charged, 331, 114 convictions. I would really highly recommend. It's called Bad Blood on Netflix. Time now for this week's Goofy Award. You know, I wanted to stay away from Canadian politics, so I am. But if I'm ever short of ideas for the Goofy, I can always look to the United Nations and the apologists in Canada who regularly refrain, is to talk about, hey, we need UN permission before taking any action, or we need the UN seal of approval as the ultimate authority. I'm amazed, actually, how many people give so much credibility to an organization that is dominated by despots, by tyrants, kleptocrats. Oh, my gosh, the money being stolen there and you know, the level of corruption, so many of the programs, all proven. It's not allegations. And we got just a sprinkling of full-functioning democracies in the whole organization. Last time, by the way, I mentioned the UN. It was Saudi Arabia being elected to the UN's Women's Rights Council as UN Watch, a human rights organization monitoring the performance of the United Nations, stated, electing Saudi Arabia to protect women's rights is like making an arsonist into the town fire chief. Well, this week's Goofy is just as good. As international lawyer, executive director of UN Watch, Hillel Neuer, points out, these five countries, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia, Nigeria, and Qatar, all have laws that says anyone who's gay should be put to death, right? Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia, Nigeria, Qatar, all have laws that say, if you're gay, we put you to death. Here's the goofy part. All of those countries, every one of them, serves on the United Nations Human Rights Council. Oh my gosh, just think about that. And I've got to come to China just for a minute. I was just mentioning it, of course, with Victor. China sits right alongside them on the UN Human Rights Council. This is the country holding two Canadians without trial, without embassy access, sentencing to death. With the crackdown in Hong Kong, perhaps it's imminent. I mean, that's a big scare for me. You already got 700 protesters arrested. You got 2,100 injured. But not even a reaction, not a mention from the United Nations Human Rights Commission. But then again, maybe we shouldn't be surprised. They also haven't had anything to say about the thousands of political opponents of Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, who's imprisoned or murdered his political opponents. But yeah, let's go back to those people who say, we need UN approval. Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh my goodness gracious, what a headache there. Hey, just a reminder to go to Mike's Money Talks.ca, Mike's Money Talks.ca, and you can email me at info@moneytalks.ca and put in the headline, how low can they go, if you've got a suggestion for us. And of course, you can get our daily updates there. You can get the business comment there. Go to Facebook for us. Hey, click on like if you like it. Mike's Money Talks. All of that's made possible here by the good work of our Money Talks team, and my special thanks to James Murray for making this program hum. Go out and have a great weekend.